Thanks for joining us this Sunday afternoon. God bless you, and may the Lord be with you. May you be blessed as you listen. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you're the one that gives us the light. You're the one who gives us health and breath. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for that. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for anointing the listeners, and we are here in Jesus' name. We just praise you and thank you. Amen and amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving, thanking you and praising you for your wonderful gift that you've given to us, the gift of Jesus that gives us a chance for a new hope, a new direction, a new birth to you, Lord, that we can be born of the incorruptible seed that's from heaven. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We pray that you'll bless us this day in a mighty way. We hope and pray for those people that's looking and will hear this service. I pray that you'll meet the needs, touch them in a mighty way. Wherever you are, throughout the whole world, we know that there's different things. There's hardships that's coming on this world. And I pray that if you're going through a difficulty, we'll agree with you, we'll help, we'll pray for you. But God is the answer, and I believe he is our support. He's our way maker. He's our hope, our eternal hope forevermore. I pray that you bless these people, all those here this day, Father God. I pray that you'll bless in Jesus' name. Amen. The 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. That's joyful. You know, you watch field, some people are real solemn. Some people don't have much, looks like their mind's sort of blank. But what's inside should show on our faces. And a lot of times it does. If we're going through a hard day, we got like a real stern look, or we don't have no joy, we got a frown, we're like you got a bad headache, and you got a toothache, and you all got all these aches and pains that we accumulate through life, and that's part of life. When we get a good day, we should say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this is a good day. Let us rejoice in you. We praise you. We thank you. Because some of the people that God dealt with in this word didn't do that, and they got in trouble. And we don't want to get anyone in trouble now. So, you know, you need to just keep staying out of trouble is to thank God. Say, Lord, thank you. I praise you. Father, I thank you that I'm so fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm made in your image. I'm made just like you. Help me to change my life that I'll be like you. And that's what it's our part of the deal that we'll say, Lord, help me. My body is made in your likeness. All this body is going to someday be supernatural in me, but it's made after the similitude of God. You know, I thought about this week, how that you can take medicine. I didn't know these things until I got the shape I am. But I guess you can take medicine, put a whole bunch of medicine together, and your body segregates it all out. Takes all the little pills, puts them in the right channel here. This body starts functioning right by, you can put a handful in there. I don't know how it does, but I'm just saying, it's wonderfully what God's done. And we have a way we can remember. Oh, we can remember all these little things God made us for. We're capable of feeling. What if we didn't have no feelings? You know, you can go out here and you run into something. You run a car run over you or some big tragedy. And you wouldn't feel nothing, but you'd die. God gives these feelings to keep us from hurting ourselves. Electricity starts getting, you know, a little bit of that pain. You better get away from it. It's there for a reason. God made us as his beloved. And that's what we already are. Some people haven't come to that conclusion yet because they haven't made that dedication. But we're his beloved. In the process of getting changed. And what happens on heaven, some of them, that process will never get changed. But God wants them all to be changed. That will be, take on his nature. See, the nature of this world, our the nature that we're having until we come to that day, we're receiving the nature from the evil one. He empowers us with something. In babies, you can see it real easy. They cry. They hopefully, the belt, because the Bible talks about spank don't hurt them, because it kills that wrong spirit. The Bible's really good. You know, it's a real blessing. Make a joyful noise. You know, everything around us makes noise nowadays. You know, sonic booms, trains, you know, big truck, make these Jacob brakes, they go take off, boom, 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 boom. You know, they make, but that's noise. But the Bible says make a joyful noise. Ye lands, that's us, ye people. Be joyful, be happy, be exceedingly joyful in the Lord. And with that, God moves upon his people in a very wonderful way. See, God is really proud of the ones that come his way. He's up there saying, raw, raw, get on! He does. But some kids don't listen. They don't, oh, he's not here, but everything you do, you start doing good, he's going to come to your aid. That's the way you get God. You might live bad and say, well, I got to go to a prayer meeting to get good, but no. The Bible says we have to abstain from all evil. That's where we get God. That's the bottom line. We seek God. God says, well, you seek me, you should at least respect my laws. If you love me, you what? Well, keep his commandments. For his commandments are not grievous. His commandments will change us in his anointing, his power, his structure, his mindset. Oh, come on. The glory can be upon you. Being filled with something not of this world. And we have that choice. See, God loves us so much, he gives you a choice. He can make you live for him, but he don't do that. He makes you follow your choice. And that's why he's letting me know, and I know it's right, when people deliberately live in and out, he lets them, their conscience be seared. They get darkened. There's no longer sin for them because he don't want them to hurt. He loves us so much that while we're here, we think we're all right, but God says, no, you're not all right, but I'm just keeping you where you can bear. You're gonna have to get your pleasure now because in there you're not gonna get the pleasure. That's what it says. So this conscience is it's a part that's in us, it's a fixture that's in us that we stimulate that conscience, we start wanting to seek more. We don't do it as a just doing it because but you'd want to do it. You love to do it because you're in love with your father. My father's great. Yours is too. Well, we got to learn to change people to let them see what you're seeing. You don't do it by browbeating people, threatening them. No. You do it by living it. You do it by an example to let them know that you have something because you have your father. How could you sell a car and you thought, well, that dealership you work for, well, I don't think I'd want that kind of car. I won't say because I'm not looking brand, but you just thought, well, no, all. But I need a job, but I don't like the car. It would make a good car salesman. Because sooner or later, your inner heart would let you, that other people would see it. And that's where we are with God. We're not literally living it. We want people to think that we are. But we're sort of walking in a daze because we don't have our mind stayed on heaven. It says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. When this trust comes to the peak, when it opens up, then he can come in. He dwells within us. He starts supporting us. He starts letting us breathe that heavenly manna. The air comes from heaven. It's greater. It's not the things that the world has. You're not saying against the world, but they don't have what you have. You can't get out there and say, oh, you know, I'm better than you. No, we don't do that. But you can taste it. It's good. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, boy, that tastes good. That's like supernatural. It's a blessing. And we need to develop our whole bodies for eternity. If we would wait until the last second, we wouldn't be happy in heaven. We grow in the Lord. We mature in the Lord.
Bible says we don't even know, even in that, we, in the Lord part, we grow, but we don't know what's our reward going to be. This part we do know. And you have a chance, you've got such a faith in God that you're not seeing that what you're going for. You know that you're going to get it. And when you get there, it's going to be a trillion, billion, billion, billion times greater. I don't know what the kind of is, but it's going to be beyond recognition. It's going to be splendor. Who comes? The glory. I see it. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's real. It's faithful. Oh, our Father is so faithful. He don't miss nothing. A trillion people can be praying for him at all times. He knows all of us all at one time. It's beyond my imagination. But that's our Father. His support system is beyond recognition. It's beyond imagination. Why aren't we happy? Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. You seek him first, and you're going to be happy. See, the man that seeks God has his Lord. He's the Lord of your life, and you're going to be happy. But what happens? A compromise situation has been in vogue for a pretty good, it's like presidents. Anybody that we vote for, they're human. And then we're all possible for mistakes. We are. Unless the Spirit of God is leading us. And we tried to do it in my own imagination, I'll mess up every time. If I listen for him, that's right. Just this morning, the Lord just come told me first degree lesson. That don't sound right. The Lord says, yeah, but you don't know what it is outside. See, God knows all of it. Even if we get our sources, we want to know a limited part. That man, at their very best, is limited. Our information is very minute, very fine, very small. But God is all. He can let you know what's going to be. It's going to be light. He can tell you when it's going to be, when it's going to be changed. I don't say he does these things because the Bible says we're not out to tempt God in that way. But we can prove him. And he's glorious. He's righteous. Now, just tell all of you out there, wouldn't you hate to live for someone through eternity with a devil? It'd be terrible. But see, God is the opposite. And us, without God, we're devils. We are. He lets us cover up. We're blind. We're all deceitful. We really are. And we can go to church. We can go anything we can do. We can do it. We're still little imps. But God comes to change this imp into an angel from heaven. God's angel. He changes. Little by little, we're being changed into his glory. In the unfading heavenly sunshine that doesn't fade away. Everything in this world fades away. Our minds this morning, the Lord will tell me how many things were changing. And Christians change so drastically, they don't keep their same, what they believe 20 seconds later. We all need the prompting of God in our life. It's not second hand, but we need that second hand that's directing us. It's not our own. Because our hands will deceive us. And we, as good as we try to go forward, we make mistakes. And we need to all come to that place that without God, I'm a failure. With God, I'm more than conqueror through him that's loved me. I'm persuaded neither life or death nor angels or principalities, things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a way to see the righteous and the man at the end thereof are the ways of death. Seek ye first his kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. David served the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. You know, I don't sing very good anyway, but the other day I sang just between me and the Lord, and I, Spirit of God just come all down. It was just like a renewing of God's blessing. I'm not saying singing is for, but there is a time we need to sing. It's what God wants us to sing. That's what I'm trying to get. We should do things because we want to do it. We shouldn't have to have some leader gets in the and say, let's all turn to. No, we should want to. We should have loved God so much we like impromptu better than prompt. We need to be that vessel of praise. I will honor the Lord. I will search for the Lord because I sought for the Lord. I looked for Him. I went through the streets, but that's what it talks about, that you sought for the Lord. We should be seeking for the Lord. We should actually search for Him. We'll search for Him. We'll surely find Him. Says His beloved, we sought the Lord. We need to earnestly seek God because God will not force Himself onto us. He's already given a pattern. With that pattern, we've got to call upon God. We got to say, Lord, I want to make business with You. If He sees your earnest, He's going to make it connection. But if it's not, we sometimes miss. And what our life is too important, your life, all of our lives, is too important to miss it. I've missed some meals, not too many, but I've missed some. And I've missed some of late to my own wedding. But this is one thing I don't want to be late, is God. There's appointed under man, once died, then comes the judgment. It's appointed. For all of us, we're all in this room, every place, we're all appointed to meet God. And we are appointed that appointment. The Bible says that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is a propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is our lawyer. He come in our defense. He's standing as we leave this life. And I said the Holy Spirit sort of takes us to Jesus. That time, Jesus says, hey, I'm taking over. And Paul says, the record's clearing. Oh, glory to God. Oh, well, don't you know that's wonder? The record's clean. It's all been through the blood of the Son. All those things you've done, those failures, I heard Haiti for a minute this morning, and he talks about by the words who are justified, by words who are condemned. That's right. Our words have a tendency, out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But all these things, we've all failed God. But that don't give us a license to keep continually doing it. And even then, we'll make mistakes now and then. You're big enough to open up and say, Lord, forgive me. We should constantly go back and say, Lord, I know that I made a dust. He says He remembers it no more. He remembers that we were made in dust. He loves to give us forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's like our own children. We wait for the time when they say, Dad, I'm sorry. And I say, that's okay. That's okay. I know my father is the same way. But when we get hard shell and say, I'm not going to say that. We keep our mouth shut. First thing we get just like that locked jaw, and then we can't say nothing. I don't say nothing. We get locked jaw, and we get locked out. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He's the one that made us, not we ourselves. Not we ourselves. We are the sheep of His pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. For the Lord is with us. He's our waymaker. He says, I will not leave you, I'll never forsake you. And His eyes open to righteous, and His ears are open to the cry. We have to make the syllables of our mouth say, Lord, I need help. I need help. I need help. I need help. What'd you say? My wife didn't like nobody to mumble. And I understand what she meant, because when someone mumbles, you can't understand what they're meaning. And God don't want us to mumble either. He wants us, Lord, fill my cup, Lord. Make me over. I repent. I call to You because You are my high tower. You are my waymaker. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk upright before you. Greater is he that's in me. He that's in this world. I don't need the world no longer. I need you, Father. I don't need this hassle. He says, my son, I'm here. I'll help you. But we gotta declare it. Declare it. In the name of Jesus. We mumble. God's tired of us mumbling. Speak it out. God can hear your voice. You don't upset him when you speak it out. God's real. He can hear the thin where it drops. He also sees what your heart is. The heart, the Bible says, is deceitful. It's very wicked. And God wants to change his heart, a hard heart, into a heart of softness. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Thy loving kindness is better than life. We need to adapt what we sing. You know, some of the, other than the Word of God, the song books are really wonderful. Those songwriters were dedicated back then. But what happened is us people wasn't living what we sang, and we sang it as a something that wasn't from our hearts. When the songwriter's troubles, it was our troubles. But God wants to renew a right spirit within us. He wants us to have victory. He wants us to walk in wholeness, walk in heavenly sunshine every day, every moment, every second of our life. We'll walk in the glory world. See, we say we have something, but we're walking in the midst. We're losing the power, the anointing, the strength that we need. It becomes our vitality. It becomes our power. It becomes our liberty. It becomes our anointing. Without the anointing, we're whipped. we without the anointing, we're duped out. We're not even there. So we need the anointing. The anointing is the part of God that lies within his children. God puts a seal, approval, in your life, and with the approval is the anointing. The anointing of God. For my spirit is there of liberty. It becomes, we become a product of God. We're here in this world, and we're not products of God. We're doing everything else. God wants us to be seriously anointed from heaven. And we get our information more from heaven than we do what we read. And in the Word and God will line up together. God is not slack concerning his promise, since some men count slackness, but long-suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. See, when we get saved, we need to repent. If we say, what church are you going to do? Well, your church? Oh, I'm a member of the church. Well, you should be repentant then. Shouldn't be no question. Just be happy. Because that's what the church should, that should be it. That should have, and there's no question. It's all okay if it's that way. But what we do, we try to be kind to the people that's not where they should be and tell them actually lying that they can walk in that lower letter and be okay, but you're not right. God wants to come out from among them and be separate. And then you'll have pleasure. You'll have a new vision. You have a new direction. And walk in liberty. You never have to be afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's the way to keep a sound mind. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, who there's no variableness, neither shadow turning. For it's no hard thing to God renew your mind. In Romans 12:1, talks about right there, renewing your mind. Different places, the renewing of your mind. Ephesians talks about renewing of your mind. The renewing of our mind is something that we all have to keep continually doing, because we're living in an adulterous and a sinful land. But it don't stop us. We just keep that going back. You know, a big equipment, we have to maintain, like, the biggest equipment they make. It has bigger engines. You have to change those air filters. If it's in bad condition, about once a day at least. If you don't change that air filter, it's going to be down. That's the same way we are. There's in particles out here that we bring into us that's not clean. Well, with God's help, we're resolved, we're clean. We're renewed, we're a new product. We're still working in this world. We're not of this world. We're not partake, but we're working in this world. We're working in God's confine that He has for us, that we be a productive vessel, a praise worthy of honor. Father, I just pray that you bless your people this day in a mighty way. Touch them from the very crowns of their head, the very sole of their feet. Move upon their hearts as only you can this day. Set them free. Anoint them. Let them be an overcomer. Father, I just pray that you'll bless your people. Bring healing to your people this day. For those that need healing, I pray that you heal them. For that one out there that you have cancer, I pray for that cancer to be dried up this second in Jesus' name. For that one out there that you have your mind is you're having trouble from the enemy. I pray in Jesus' name, Satan, you get away from that mind right now. You filthy beast, you leave them alone. In the name of Jesus, amen. Get away. Father, I pray that imp will go to the sea of forgetfulness. He'll never be remembered no more. Father, in Jesus' name, do a work with your people this day. Touch them. Set them free. Bring the anointing. That one out there who has shepherded those sheep, Father, he's had troubles. I pray that you'll forgive him this day. Give him a new walk, a new hope, a new direction. Bless him this day. And put your power and renew a right spirit back within him. Use him for your glory. Continually use him till you come. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, the Lord. That one up there, I see in there the person that you have troubles to living a holy life for your wife. You like to run around. I pray that you'll take away that desire. I pray that you take away that trouble that has you bound and be set free this day in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the unction from heaven to come down. And Father, for those ones who have walking in self, they're lovers of men more than lovers of God. I pray that you bring them and make them forever withhold. Let them know that we have to seek you first. And we pray for a renewing of Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, help these. Father, help these that need that special touch. Lord, touch, anoint them. Oh, Lord, touch them. Oh, Jesus, move them as only you can. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, for that one you've had a trouble with a stroke. I pray that you'll for this vessel is that you had the stroke. I pray bring God's healing in your body this day. Heal this one. Set this one free. Touch them. Let this be a vessel in honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, for all these out there that have special needs, I pray for these needs today to be healed this day. I pray that these people be set free and be anointed this day. They'll be in power. They'll be a vessel. And the healing vessel of God be upon your people, alive. Alive unto God, dead to the sins of the world. Set your people free for the very crowns of heaven, for the lukewarm churches. I pray that you'll set them free this day. Let them see where they've come from and set them new on a new pathway, a new hope, a new direction in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Brother Clint, come on. Close this service out in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
I know I've felt the power of God this afternoon, and I just praise you, Father, for it. And I pray that this listener will back this recording up and listen again because they need to hear it again and again. Thank you, Father, for your presence here. We give you praise for this. Amen.
Well, I feel it all over me. Oh, boy. Come on, she come on, glory. Boy. God is coming down today.